What is the spirit of prophecy?
Okay, what is the spirit of prophecy? Well, why don't we just go to that verse once more in Revelation 19, verse 10, if you would. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. Revelation 19, verse 10, and I think many of you know where the book of Revelation is by now. That's the last book in the Bible. Revelation 19, verse 10, the Bible says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So the spirit of prophecy is what? The testimony of Jesus. Now, throughout time, prophets received the spirit of prophecy. As a matter of fact, turn with me to another verse that brings out this quite clearly, 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. You see, prophets of old, they testified of Jesus. Now, how did they testify of Jesus? Through the spirit of prophecy. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20, we read the following. We've read these verses before. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20, the Bible says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by the holy men of God, as they spake, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit. So men of old, as they wrote the books of the Bible, they were moved by the Holy Spirit. They received the gift of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy. Now, in the Bible, there are many gifts mentioned, and Paul, especially when he writes the Corinthian church, he lists the gifts. There's a gift of teaching, and there's a gift of healing, and then there's a gift of prophecy. So spirit of prophecy is basically the gift of prophecy. It is manifested in the men of old as they wrote the scriptures, as they prophesied. And if there's any prophet today, if there's any person that says today, I'm a prophet, they should be proved by the Word of God, because the Word of God has tests that we should go through as to who is a prophet, a true prophet, and what is a false prophet. So if the gift of prophecy would be in our midst today, then it should be tested by the Word of God.